WLP News Talk, 95.3 FM, Crestview, Auburn.
Black helicopters. Alien abductions. Government cover-ups. It's all here on John Arthur Live.
Now, live from Pensacola, Florida, here is John Arthur.
Hello, America. Hello, world. The John Arthur Live Radio Show is on the air. We're broadcasting live tonight right here in beautiful Pensacola, Florida. Welcome to the show. Coming up this hour, Democrats making a deal with Mike Johnson to make sure he is continuing as Speaker of the House. Only one word, outrageous. We'll talk about that. The Senate, as you heard at the top of the hour, receiving the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. It's just pure political theater. And another violent assault, this time against a white teacher in North Carolina, slapped twice by a black student. She did nothing about it. It has been referred to law enforcement, but this is unacceptable. Welcome to 2024, my friends. I want to start off the radio show with, of course, what's going on in this wonderful country we call America. A 16-year-old student at Central Davidson High School in Lexington, North Carolina. Now in hot water. I mean, I've got a couple of stories about Big Brother. This one is certainly about Big Brother. The student is now facing a 3-day suspension. You know why? The cause? His use of the term illegal alien. George Orwell becomes more and more of a prophet every time I do my show. The 16-year-old student used the term illegal alien during a vocabulary assignment in English class. He received a 3-day suspension. As far as I know, it is still illegal to cross the United States border into America if you're not a citizen. The Carolina Journal is reporting this today, omitting the teenager's name again due to his minor status, and in order to safeguard his privacy, Leah McGee, the mother of the student. So they give the mother's name, but they don't give the kid's name. Okay, but it's not like somebody can't just Google Leah McGee. Oh, okay, Leah McGee's son, who's 16 years old, who goes to Central Davidson High School in Lexington, North Carolina. Yeah, great move, Carolina Journal. Leah McGee, the mother of the student, reported that the vocabulary exercise included the word alien. Trying to clarify, her son inquired, like, space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards? I love that. Okay, so it's not like he was trying to demean anyone. It wasn't like he was calling out a fellow student who was an illegal alien kid. He just wanted clarification. Well, clarification has now led to a 3-day suspension for using words that are in our vocabulary. You know what it's called? It's called word speak. watch or read the book 1984? Well, that question led to a confrontation with another student, escalating to the point where the teacher summoned the assistant principal. The administrative staff subsequently determined that the term illegal alien was offensive and disrespectful towards Hispanic classmates. So, 16-year-old, using the words illegal alien, you're out of here. How dare you? In his defense, he stated, "I didn't make a statement directed towards anyone. I simply asked a question," he said. "I wasn't speaking of Hispanics because everyone from other countries needs green cards as well. The term illegal alien is an actual term that I've heard on the news and can find in the dictionary." I would just tell one thing to his mom, Leah McGee. Great job. This is a very smart 16-year-old in North Carolina who defended himself brilliantly against these moron liberals from Hades. So I get back to the story. The Carolina Journal reported that the suspension could potentially tarnish his academic record and jeopardize his aspirations for an athletic scholarship. Besides being a diligent, intelligent student, it doesn't say that, but I'm adding that, he is also a committed athlete participating in school clubs, track, and cross country. Leah wrote in an email to local authorities he's devastated and concerned that the racism label on his school record will harm his future goal of receiving a track scholarship. "We're also concerned that he will fall behind in his classes due to being absent for 3 consecutive days." Despite attempts to rectify the situation, the assistant principal, who's obviously a moron, has not agreed to remove the infraction from his record. Here's the good news for some of you who may be concerned about this. The family now engaging an attorney. That's what it takes these days. When someone tries to play word police, get an attorney. No. I say illegal alien every single night on this radio show, especially in lieu of the fact that that is the biggest problem in this country. Guess what? It's not a dirty word. The FCC is not going to ban me for saying the word illegal or the word alien or together illegal alien. Because as this 16-year-old pointed out, it's in the news and it's in the dictionary. So kick rocks. State Senator Steve Jarvis, reaching out to the school district superintendent regarding the matter, emphasizing the need for a fair resolution, acknowledging his limited understanding of the incident specifics. Here's what I like, and this is why I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on any of the sites except for X. Elon Musk weighed in, labeling the incident as absurd. Thank you, Elon Musk. I don't know if you're the Antichrist or not yet, but thank you. So there you go. Big brother in the schools, how dare you use the term illegal alien? Well, there were illegal aliens at our southern border today. And one of the illegal aliens was stabbing others at our southern border today. The Indiana National Guard and one of its members shot at an illegal alien who stabbed another unlawful immigrant. That's what the story says. unlawful immigrant. Everyone's afraid to say illegal alien. I think all night long tonight, I'm just going to keep saying illegal alien. An illegal alien did this, and an illegal alien did that, just to aggravate every liberal in America. But I digress. According to the Internal Border Patrol bulletin obtained by News Nation, a member of the Indiana National Guard discharged his weapon at an illegal alien. The story actually says illegal alien. I didn't make that up. It says it. Stabbing another, and then it goes back to illegal immigrant, i.e. illegal alien, on U.S. soil near the edge of the Rio Grande River. Okay, so you've got an illegal alien stabbing an illegal immigrant. I'm not sure what the difference really is. So you have the Indiana National Guard helping out at the Texas border. God bless them. And when somebody is stabbing someone, of course you're going to stand up and do the right thing. He did the right thing. Well, the National Guard said, "We support and care for our soldiers and airmen supporting Operation Lone Star." At the beginning of April, Indiana started sending Guard members to the southern border to assist Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star, aiming to enforce federal and state laws preventing illegal immigration, not migration, but illegal migration along our southern border. So, big kudos to the Indiana National Guard member who took care of business and said, "No, no, no. You're not going to stab someone, not on my watch." It doesn't name the hero of the night tonight. If I knew his name, I would definitely shout him out. So things are not all hunky-dory at our southern border. We're, after all, talking about Biden's America, right? I've talked about this ad nauseum because it never gets fixed. This is an intentional act of treason. Well, let me give you some statistics and then we'll move on. Under Joe Biden, the number of Chinese nationals crossing the nation's borders has increased by more than 37,000%. Not 37,000 individuals, 37,000% in just 3 years. This according to new Department of Homeland Security data. Now, so if I were Alejandro Mayorkas, and you heard at the top of the hour, the articles of impeachment have been sent to the Senate, which is a clown show. Nothing's going to happen. Don't worry. Don't worry, Democrats. Nothing's going to happen to your boy who's committing tyranny at the southern border because the Republicans are spineless. But here's the thing. If you are Alejandro Mayorkas and you see the statistics that I'm giving to you tonight, that the number of Chinese nationals, potential terrorists, crossing our borders, increasing by 37,000%, not 37%, 37,000%, you should resign, Mr. Mayorkas. You should resign, Joe Biden. You should resign, Kamala Harris. But here it is, 2024, and only now is the Republican Party doing something about this because it's an election year. When this started 3 years ago, and we knew it was a problem, why was this not addressed by the Republican Party in the House or the Senate? Why was this not addressed in 2022 by the House or the Senate? Why was this not addressed in 2023 by the House or Senate? You get my point here, right? This is why, for the last 3 years, you've heard me just complain and moan and yell and scream at the top of my lungs on this radio show that this is tyranny. And I'm sure for 3 years now, you've thought, who is this raving maniac who came back after working on films and TV shows to come here and just go insane with his high blood pressure? In the last 6 months, my friends, which represents the first half of fiscal year 2024, nearly 25,000 Chinese nationals have already crossed the United States borders and were encountered by Border Patrol agents. That means the number is a lot higher. These are the ones they know of, not the getaways. During the same period, in fiscal year 2021, there were only 65 Chinese nationals encountered by Border Patrol. By the end of fiscal year 2022, Chinese crossings had increased to about 432 in the same period. So year by year, it has been getting worse. But by the 2023 full fiscal year, Biden set a record. 24,125 Chinese nationals crossed the United States borders encountered by Border Patrol. Again, these are not including the illegal aliens that the Border Patrol did not encounter. And I'm sure it's a lot more than that number. We know that for a fact. But again, listen to me. In the first half of this year, this is not a whole fiscal year like 2023. This is just the first half. Biden has already surpassed last year's record. And potentially, we're talking nearly 50,000 Chinese nationals crossing our borders by September. You know why that's a problem? Because I'm very sure that these are communists who have been let go by the communist Chinese government to come here to infiltrate us and to commit us harm. They're not coming here for a better life. They're coming here as sleeper cells. Just like the Muslim terrorists we have been seeing all over the globe. Like we saw in Australia that I talked about last night. You know, wow. When I see this occurring, and I realize that Donald Trump said, don't do anything until November. This is unacceptable. When Mike Johnson is following that lead, doing nothing, again, it's unacceptable. But a lot of you are saying, well, it's fine. The hush money payments, it was fine, right? You know, it's a legal transaction. People use prostitutes all the time. My God. How the mighty Republican Party has fallen. It is degraded into a culture of filth now. This is not Ronald Reagan's Republican Party. So House dissatisfaction with Mike Johnson is exploding. I'm sure that this is probably all a dog and pony clown show as well. Because with this foreign aid insanity, let's give Ukraine money. Let's give Israel money. Let's give the abortionists money. But we're not going to do anything at our southern border. Because Donald Trump, who's in court, probably will be in court for the next 6 weeks, says don't do anything. Not until November. We need this to try and capture the White House. Yeah, great strategy. Maybe we'll have some more Lake and Rileys turn up dead, right? Maybe we'll have some more preachers like what we saw with Mari Emanuel. Maybe we'll have more stabbings, this time in America. You know, the level of insanity, the level of idiocracy, the ridiculous level of incompetence with the Republican Party is mind-blowing. Top to bottom. And, you know, if you're listening tonight and you're saying, no, everything's good. We love our Republican Party. Well, you keep drinking your weird Kool-Aid. You vote for whoever you're going to vote for, but something's wrong with you. And something's wrong with the Republican leadership because they've all lost their mind. But they've been doing a great job. Lauren Boebert is awesome. So is Carrie Lake. So is Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Johnson and Matt Gaetz. And that cute chick in South Florida, Miss Luna. I mean, there's a bunch of them. Really? Okay. All right. Please, seriously, stop it. Here's the story. House Republicans' dissatisfaction with Mike Johnson is rapidly growing. Representative Scott Perry, Jim Banks, now sharing their frustrations about what Banks calls insanity, using my words now. Insanity towards Johnson's foreign aid framework, including more money for Ukraine. Let's just give them the whole farm. We'll give a little bit to Israel, but we want three times more money going to Ukraine. What kind of drugs is Mike Johnson? Somebody needs to drug test this guy. Because he's insane. Perry took to X today to share an image of the framework, showing the bills allocate $48 billion to Ukraine, $14 billion to Israel, $2.4 billion for Red Sea operations, and $3.3 billion for a submarine industrial base. Notice anything missing, I might ask you. Speaker Johnson failed to incorporate any border security into any of the four bills he's going to ram down the American people's throats this week. All at the direction of Donald J. Trump. I know some of you are going to say, well, you know, it's okay because he'll get elected and he'll fix it in November. So the blood is on the hands of the Republican Party of any illegal alien killing an American citizen between now and November. That goes for Mike Johnson, Donald Trump, and the rest of this ridiculous Republican Party. It's disgusting.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the Scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a Third Temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more, using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back to segment number two of the fastest hour in all of News Talk Radio, the John Arthur Live Radio Show. You know, when I saw the headline this afternoon, it all made sense. Why Mike Johnson could care less. He's got it all figured out. Now, before I read you this headline, I have just one simple question for my listening audience. I understand the articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas. What I don't understand is, where are the articles of impeachment against the border czar, that is Kamala Harris, and against the leader of the free world, Joe Biden, for the same thing? They're non-existent. And the more I think about it, the more that is transpiring, there need to be articles of impeachment against Mike Johnson now for aiding and abetting what's going on at the southern border. But here's the headline. House Democrats to save embattled Speaker Mike Johnson against a motion to vacate in exchange for Ukraine aid. Now, you know why Ukraine's getting $48 million. Yeah. Welcome back to the second half of the show, my friends. I'm just utterly disturbed night after night by what I have to talk to you about. I wish I could come on here and say, you know what, we have the greatest president, we have the greatest legislative body, we have everything going for us here in America, all is well. All is not well at all on either side of the aisle. That's the problem. There's no good guys. They're all bad guys. Here's the story. House Democrats gearing up to offer now a lifeline to Mike Johnson amidst a brewing storm threatening to unseat him. Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to vacate the chair to remove Mike Johnson as House Speaker thanks to his actions over the House omnibus bill, which will fund the government till September 30th. Here's the big news that I have not reported today that happened over the weekend. Representative Thomas Massie, one of the real good guys, is now announcing he will co-chair, co-sponsor Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate the House speakership. Massie said over the weekend, "I just told Mike Johnson in conference that I'm co-sponsoring the motion to vacate that was introduced by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. He should pre-announce his resignation as Boehner did so we can pick a new speaker without ever having to be without a GOP speaker," Massie said. But see, Mike Johnson doesn't care because he's now being supported by the Democrats. Wait a second. Let me think here. Republicans put Marjorie Taylor Greene in a bad position because she is saying this guy's not doing his job. But these are all the same Republicans, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, that put Mike Johnson in his spot. But here's the gist of it all. Now, Mike Johnson is refusing to introduce any legislation or any help at the southern border because Donald Trump does not want that until November to help him. And yet, more Americans are affected. And now, he's getting help from the Democratic Party. So, Donald Trump's hand-picked Speaker of the House is being helped by the Democratic Party. Let that sink in. Do you see how this is a clown show? Massey's support, though, is pivotal, given the slim Republican majority in the House, which obviously is getting slimmer by the day. And after the elections, they will no longer control the House. It is the darndest thing I've ever seen. CNN reported that a number of Democrats have indicated they will vote to save Mike Johnson after he moved ahead on a Ukraine aid package. Speaker Mike Johnson has more Democrat friends in the House than Republicans at this point, the story said. Some of you may be shaking your head thinking, wait, what? Yeah, that's exactly the reaction you should have. That, why is Mike Johnson doing this to us? And as I mentioned, to open up the show and at the top of the hour, I'm not going to spend any time on this because this is garbage. But the long-awaited articles of impeachment against the Department of Homeland Security Secretary have arrived in the Senate. Biden's appointee accused of refusing to enforce border law and lying. Who's refusing to enforce border law now? Mike Johnson. The Republican Party. So do you understand how muddied the waters are? Do you understand now when I tell you, according to this story from CNN tonight, that Mike Johnson is now working with the Democrats to keep his job, and he doesn't care, and he's not going to resign? What a tangled weave we've woven with the Republican Party now. This is not Ronald Reagan's House or Senate or presidency. This is not a Ronald Reagan's America anymore. This is madness. This is Satan's America. I don't care how many Bibles you want to sell on TV. This is not God's world. This is Satan's world right now because God has taken his hand off of this country. Oh, Jesus is coming back. God will ultimately reclaim all of this. But the days of grace are gone. And you can see it every single day. Every single day when you wake up, things are not hunky-dory. They're not all rosy. It's not sunshine and roses every day anymore. It's somebody getting slapped in the face. So the FISA bill that we were slapped in the face by Mike Johnson and the Republicans, guess what? It's set to now include vast new surveillance powers forcing businesses to spy on you for the NSA. So when we mention Big Brother, I mean, the word police, now it's, we're going to turn businesses into spies like you saw on the movie 1984. The Section 702 provision of the FISA renewal bill requires any company that hosts any form of communication service to surrender surveillance data to the NSA under a gag order if compelled by the NSA. Are you understanding now how this is wrong? Are you understanding now why Thomas Massie and Chip Roy were saying, what are you doing? You're destroying the Constitution. Welcome to Mike Johnson's world. Welcome to the Republican Party selling out to Big Brother. Welcome to Orwell's 1984. Story out of Colorado before I move on. And the story out of Colorado is, it is so prophetic. But it fits in with this story from the NSA. And this FISA bill that your lovely Speaker of the House is all ramming down our throats. Orwell's vision is becoming reality in Colorado. Of course, I've heard nothing from Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert hasn't sounded the alarm. I only saw this tonight. Lauren Boebert's just grifting. That's all she can do these days, is grift and go hang out with Democrats and feel each other off in a theater. It's sick. This is the Republican Party. There's no difference between the Republicrats and the Democrats. This is the Uniparty. I remember back in the 1980s and the 1990s as I was growing up as a kid. There was Pat Buchanan, and then there was Bill Clinton. A clear, clear choice. Good versus evil. Well, tell me who's good now, outside of Thomas Massey and Chip Roy and Ron DeSantis. Because your choices are getting more and more slimmer every day. Carrie Lake now is pro-abortion. Donald Trump is now pro-abortion. I mean, it gets weirder and weirder every day. And now the Speaker of the House loves the New World Order. And he loves funding Ukraine. It makes me wonder, why are you a Republican listening tonight? A spokesman for the Denver Republican Women Organization, warning that a new plan in the Democrat-run state legislature in Colorado is dangerous to the Free Society of Colorado. Why? Because it would end up in speech controls not heard of since the book 1984. It blows my mind doing this show night after night, and every single night lately, it's been Orwell this and Orwell that. And I told you. I tried to tell you. Well, the novel 1984 by George Orwell, whose dystopian plot included the Ministry of Truth, absolute speech controls, and very little truth allowed at all, according to Republican Women Vice President Ashley Troxell. Well, she has now written at Complete Colorado that novelist George Orwell's vision of government-controlled thought and speech has taken a disturbing turn in Colorado. Are you listening tonight, Lauren Boebert? Because you're not speaking about this as I am. This is your state, Lauren Boebert. If you're at a theater with a Democrat tonight, you might want to go home and do your research. Senate Bill 24-084. When I saw the number, it blew my mind. 24 for the year 2024. 084. 1984, my friends. How just outlandish can you get? Well, it's sponsored by Senator Lisa Cutter and Representative Lorena Garcia, both Democrats. Well, it reads like a page straight out of Orwell's classic novel, 1984, sending shudders down the spines of freedom-loving Coloradans. I don't want to waste my whole show on the state of Colorado tonight, but we're talking about the perils of government-controlled thought and speech, echoing the tactics of the thought police in Orwell's novel. The bill represents this troubling encroachment on our fundamental freedoms that form the bedrock of what has made this country and maybe even the state of Colorado what it is today. It's sick. So I look at this and I start thinking that the government's main goals these days is to have total control over you and I, the populace. And night after night, these stories that resemble Orwell's 1984 make it clear. That is the game. That is the aim for these people, to control you and I. All in preparation for Agenda 2030. It used to be Agenda 21. They wanted to have it all done by 2021. but it didn't fly. They were not as fast on the trigger as they thought with the New World Order. Now they're pushing for 2030. Before I get into the story about the high school, and I have an update with the story out of Australia as well, I just want to casually mention that Laura Trump was in the news tonight. And listen to what she said. Republicans are really cutting into the Democrat voter registration. Some of you are saying, well, that's great. So there'll be more Republicans than Democrats. My question to you would be, why are Democrats suddenly, mysteriously now, wanting to become Republicans? Could it be that your Republicans now are saying, don't close the border? The Republicans are saying, let's keep killing unborn babies. The Republicans are not the Republicans that they used to be, because they were liars before, fakers. Now, what they want to do is sell you out. They want to do whatever they can to get votes. Oh, 15-week abortion ban instead of the Arizona ban? Certainly, let's do it. Ron DeSantis' 6-week ban? Oh, that's terrible. How dare he save lives at 6 weeks? We need to kill him up until 15 at least. Democrats are like, wait, I think I like the Republican Party now. We can have $2 gasoline and still kill unborn babies. Yeah, sounds great, doesn't it? And Laura Trump is now out there saying, this is great. We're really cutting into the Democrats' voter registration numbers. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Laura Trump. You know, on last night's show, I exemplified the madness of our country for 99.9% of the show. And I told you that it was a real effort against God, against Jesus, against Christianity. And the devil is working hard. Well, he's still working hard, because this morning I woke up and I saw a video out of North Carolina. When I saw the story, it angered me to no end. Probably even worse than the 16-year-old black individual slapping the 68-year-old woman until she hit her head on the concrete. At the church. A viral cell phone video that I saw on Telegram this morning shows a North Carolina high school student. Yes, he's a black student. Slapping a white teacher in the face twice. I mean, that's what we saw in the video. Could have been more. But I saw both him slapping this female white teacher as hard as he could in the face. How is this occurring? Where is leadership at this high school? You know, when I was going to high school, there was a dean. When I was going to middle school here in Florida, there was a dean. You know what the dean walked around with? He walked around with a paddle. And if you pulled any kind of stunt like this, oh, you're going to get beaten by the dean. I'm telling you, we need to go back to that. Because what we have now has failed. The teacher in the clip stays seated during the physical attack. Just taking the abuse from this black student in front of shocked students. The Forsyth County Sheriff's Office indicated the viral clip began circulating. What are you doing about it, Forsyth County Sheriff? What are you doing, Mr. Principal at this high school? Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough Jr. said, because it involves a juvenile, we have not and will not discuss the particulars of this incident. At this point, we're praying for the wholeness of the teacher. I wish that teacher were packing. I wish that teacher had not undergone this kind of torture from a school student. But this is acceptable in Biden's America. This is acceptable in 2024, according to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Don't fight back. White people are bad. You're a white teacher, he's a black student. Just deal with it, man. Superintendent Tricia McManus said this behavior will not be tolerated. At no time is it acceptable for students to put their hands on a teacher in Winston-Salem, Forsyth County Schools. Well, it happened. What are you going to do about it? Because this student should be going to prison for assault. This is unacceptable. This teacher should sue the school system and retire with $1 million. It is disgusting. One final story to close it out, my friends. An update from what happened to Mari Emanuel, the bishop, the teen terrorist. Yeah, another teenager, folks. Raise the child in the way that they should go. Well, they're going all right, going to hell in a handbasket. The teen terrorist who stabbed the bishop had been released on good behavior after a knife crime just months ago. Sound familiar? Just like the other guy in New York who hit the 68-year-old woman, released 9 times. Same story, different country, same result. The 16-year-old caught on live stream footage lunging at the bishop, repeatedly stabbing him in church. Again, let me reiterate. He was released on good behavior after another knife crime that happened a few months ago. So he already committed a knife crime. They let him out. So he goes after Mari Emanuel and stabbed the bishop at church and smiles and mocks law enforcement. Again, this is madness. This is satanic. This is unacceptable. And it is very disturbing what I see in 2024. All right, folks, we'll do it again tomorrow. I hope and pray this world changes. Turn to Jesus while you still can. Have a great night. God bless you. Bye-bye.